Something the Missouri State High School Activities Association has done throughout the years is our Traditions Program. And this program has been really specific to basketball and football, where we have invited back the state championship Final Four teams from 20 years prior to that year's championship, and we would honor them. I'm Dr. Jennifer Ruckstadt, Executive Director of the Missouri State High School Activities Association. I am joined today by Jennifer Bethman, who is our Coordinator for Digital Media. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hello.
Jennifer is also the main editor. She is not the only one, but she's the main editor of the Misha All Access podcast, and we thank you for that, and you will be editing your own episode here soon. But we're going to talk today about our Traditions program and really some pretty major changes we're making with that program. And we are keeping the 20-year look back. We do want to highlight schools who qualified 20 years before. So we're still looking at 2004 as our year. But we wanted to expand beyond basketball and football. And the reason
and volleyball.
Thank you. I think the reason the association was really focused on those sports is because the events themselves lended to an opportunity to bring people out on the court or the field. There are natural breaks where this makes sense. They're kind of spectator sport. It was easier to do. And then we had just a PA read where we read about the team, we read about who shows up. And depending on the year, we would get more or less participation by these schools who were 20 years out. But our team started looking at how inequitable it was to highlight for volleyball, football, and basketball, and really girls volleyball. We should continue to say girls volleyball. And yet we were missing out on a lot of different sports and activities. So maybe talk to us a little bit about what our approach was to looking at doing something different.
So I think initially when we got through, and it might have been around basketball, we started talking about, you know, how great would this be to do this for all the team sports? Like, there may not be opportunities that we can bring them onto the floor or the court or wherever the venue is being held, but there's other ways that we can recognize these programs. And we just really saw the benefit of the changes we made to the basketball programming and thought it would be really neat to just do it for everything.
And I want to talk a little bit about those changes we made to basketball, because in winter 2024, you really spearheaded a pilot of something that got us thinking about being able to do it for other sports. And that is moving away from a PA read, where a PA announcer would read a predetermined script about the teams who were coming in. And we shifted to more of a video-driven recognition of these teams, where we were in Mizzou Arena. We had this giant, beautiful video board. We pre-recorded the audio to go along with this video presentation. And it was incredibly successful.
Yes.
It makes it so that we can celebrate teams who may or may not show up. The people didn't have to be there.
Right.
But the spectators during a halftime were really engrossed in reading and hearing about what happened in that particular tournament 20 years ago. And then when you did have the people there, now everybody's with you.
Right.
I'm not leaving to go get popcorn. We lowered the lights. We made sure to call people's attention to this. It was very successful, and lots of credit to you for kind of designing that, and then it came off well. But then, as you said, we said, why can't we do this in other sports? Mm-hmm. We don't have the giant video board in every sport, and so this is where the creativity really has to come in. So, okay, you said, well, we can do this in other sports. How are we doing this in fall softball?
So, for example, at fall softball, that's one of the events where we do take our mobile video board. So there would be slideshow presentations that would be incorporated into that existing loop that we have. So when we're talking about the teams that are here and here's where to go to buy photography and apparel and things like that, there's going to be also slides that are going to be here's teams from 20 years ago and how those played out, how they finished. So we're going to start incorporating some of that more into just everything that we do. Softball is one that does have a video board in the venue. So we will be able to do a more official presentation like we did at basketball. There will be other times where we don't have that opportunity. So we are still creating those full presentations with all of the information, all of the data, with the background music and everything. But those are going to go on our YouTube channel so that people can go and find those. And then for the venues where we can take that time to display a full presentation and do that type of a thing at an event, we will be doing that. So otherwise, it's just going to be trying to incorporate things through the programs, through signage at the event, through social media posts where we're going to put the pictures of the teams from 20 years ago up, and it's going to link to the full presentation on YouTube so they could go watch it at any time or share or whatever. And so there's going to be a lot of different things, again, based on the venues that we can do.
So we'll do this at Girls Tennis Championships. We have a team Girls Tennis Championship. We're still going to produce what you just said. We don't have a video board. We'll put it up on our YouTube channel. But we will invite those teams to come back to the championships, and we'll still give you an excuse for a reunion. It's basically exactly what we're going to do. If we have the opportunity to celebrate you, we will. We'll give you a ticket to the event. And oftentimes these tradition situations are an excuse for a reunion of these folks.
Yeah.
Usually it doesn't always, because it doesn't always coincide with your graduation year, but sometimes it coincides with other reunions that you're doing as a graduate of that high school. So we are going to at least extend an invitation to all of the qualifiers in all
and
the
that's,
sports.
That's the great thing about what we're trying to do now is we want you to come and be a part of it, but we're still going to recognize you whether you're there or not. So at basketball this coming year, there's going to be a PA read as part of that presentation that talks about every team, whether they're here or not. The video presentations will have information about the team's games. If they're not at the event to celebrate in person, they're still going to be recognized and celebrated through the other things that we're doing.
I want to point out something you said about basketball. In 2020, our basketball championships only got halfway completed. As COVID was coming on, it happened right in the middle of the Missouri Basketball Championships, the Show Me Showdown. We completed classes 1, 2, and 3, albeit with very limited spectator numbers. And then while we had qualifiers for classes 4, 5, and 6, we never got to play the Show Me Showdown, which means we didn't get to have a traditions ceremony for the 2020 teams. So we have made a commitment. We've heard from some of those teams. We've made a commitment to make sure that we give that opportunity, and it's going to be in the 2025 basketball championship. So it tells us that these things are important to people, and we're glad to be able to do that. So anything else you want listeners to know about our traditions program in general?
I think just in general, it's been really interesting to look back at some of the history. We've got some incredible programs and some incredible schools, and just some of the history that some of the schools have had with some particular sports or events has been really interesting just on my side to just do the historical research for this whole project. And I think there's going to be people that, you know, maybe didn't know, like, their high school in 1975 won the girls golf championships, but they might think that's really cool. And so I think it's going to be a great way for us to not only just to continue to celebrate the teams that have been there from 20 years ago from the 04-05 school year, but I think it's a great way for us to continue to encourage the kids that are attending the championships now and the schools that are coming. And it's just a great way for us to just highlight what great things our schools are doing. And so if you're a history buff or you know, love high school sports in general, these videos that we're putting together that celebrating these kids are going to be really cool.
And there's no better population to appreciate these kinds of things than the population of people who are at the current championship. Because if you've never experienced one, it's not as personal to you to, you know, watch about all the teams who were here 20 years ago. But if you're having that experience right now, you understand how special it is. And you have a kind of a vested interest in hearing about how other schools experienced that, or maybe even your same school experienced that 20 years ago. So, well, thank you for all your work with that. And thank you for coming on the podcast today to help highlight something we're really excited about in the office. And that's this opportunity to expand our traditions program to all of our sports and some of our activities as well. We're doing our best to try to find ways that are appropriate to each individual championship to highlight those who had that experience 20 years ago. So thanks to Jennifer Bethman for being on the podcast today. I'm Dr. Jennifer Rexstad, and you've been listening to the MSHA All Access Podcast. This is Dr. Jennifer Rexstad, the Executive Director of the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Thank you for listening to the MSHA All Access Podcast and having an interest in Missouri high school activities and athletics. If you enjoyed today's episode of the MSHA All Access Podcast or any of the episodes in this podcast, please consider subscribing or liking with your favorite podcast provider. It helps other people find us, and we really appreciate you listening and supporting the Missouri State High School Activities Association.